Okay, so Adele says that she doesn't watch The Real Housewives because her brain will die. And I want to know from, I love it so much. I want to know from other people, what's the show you avoid because you know it will kill your brain? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
So I don't know if you've saw, this. I don't know if you have seen this. I've had a couple of people send it to me and I haven't had the chance to watch it yet, but apparently Adele showed up on Nikki Tutorials, which is a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And had like a full makeup motion situation happen. Okay. And in that YouTube experience that she did with, again, Nikki Tutorials, they had a conversation. And apparently the host, Nikki, asked Adele about kind of what she's watching. And she asked her about Real Housewives. And she said, I don't know who any of them are, so I don't feel like I can start from the beginning when it's been on for so long. She said, I know a lot of people love it, but I can't. My brain will die. I can't. And she basically said, I did watch one episode one time of The Real Housewives of New Jersey when they were all like literally killing each other, but it was too much. I was like, I can't watch. And I get it. She said she'd rather watch a wildlife program. And yeah. I get it because I feel that way about The Real Housewives. I feel like it will literally kill my brain to watch that show. That said, I don't have a lot of discretion with other shows. There are plenty of shows that I watch that probably would kill other people's brains. What is that show for you? 651-641-1071. What's the show you can't watch because it's just like too stupid for you? Bradley.
I mean, The Kardashians.
Okay, right. Won't.
And you know, I could say, I won't say The Real Housewives. I don't watch The Real Housewives, but I used to watch Mob Wives. And to me, that was just the same thing. And it's just like everybody's got like the people they can watch behave like, immaturely. And for me, it's not the Real Housewives. That said, I don't even know what that show would be for me, but it used to be the Mob Wives series, which, will rot your brain, but I was totally fine with it.
I feel like the other one that both you and I have kind of come to a place with, we didn't, and somebody just emailed it to us. Shannon just said 100% The Bachelorette or The Bachelor or any of the spinoffs.
Panda tweeted that as well.
Yeah. I feel like we sort of have come to a place with that where we're like, I just can't watch that show. It's like even too dumb for me.
Yeah. You know, and I guess that's part of it. I will say the other thing about The Bachelor, Bachelorette is like, I'm just not in that space in my life.
Yeah.
And I find it so fascinating that people, like, for example, my mother and her husband religiously watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette series. And I'm like, you guys, like, what do you guys find interesting about that show? But they, you know, they watch and she gives me like reports and I'm like, I don't know what that means and I don't care. But yeah, I do not watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette anymore. It's not that, no, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Right? No. There was a time when we were interested in it, but yeah, now it's sort of like we know the formula now.
Yeah, once I just get tired of things. So like if you know you're doing the same thing over and over again,
right?
It's kind of predictable,
right? We do have some phone calls. These are we're asking you, what TV show do you not watch because it will literally kill your brain? We've got Stacy on the line. Hi, Stacy. Stacey, what's that show for you that would literally kill your brain if you watched it?
I don't know if football counts, but football.
Oh, no, that counts.
Yeah, that's a good one.
For sure. I hadn't even gone down that road. But Stacey, I feel that.
You know what I like that to me, Stacey, would be golf.
Yeah, true.
Like, I don't watch football either, but like, man, golf, I just don't understand why anybody
can sit and watch that.
Watch it. Play it, sure.
Yeah.
Watch it?
No. Thank you,
Stacey. You can't even see the ball.
So true. But football, I don't even have I ever told you the story about my husband trying to explain football to me? He really wanted me to like get interested in football. And so he was trying to explain the game to me and he kept on saying to me, so each down is like a try. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And he took me to a football game and I willingly went. And about 20 minutes into the game, I go, oh my gosh, I get it. The down is a try. And he goes,
I don't even know what those words mean.
That's what I've been telling you for years. That's how much I don't care about football. Yeah. I still don't get it.
I just tuned that out.
I know.
Did you say things?
No. Ashley's on the line. Hi, Ashley. Ashley, what is the TV show you can't watch? It'll kill your brain cells.
I can't stand those adult cartoon shows like Family Guy and South Park. I just think they're so stupid and terrible.
I love it. I love that you just put them all in the same bucket.
They are to me. If you turn one on, it's the same thing. I'm like, I could draw that. Why are we watching
it? I could draw that. I love it.
Ashley, thanks for your call. No adult cartoons for Ashley. She's not doing it. Let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay on the line. Hi, Lindsay. What is the show you can't watch because it will kill your brain cells?
Well, I watch it, which is terrible, but You.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, my God. I thought you were talking about us. I thought you were talking about us. I was like, that is rude. You do not need to share that today.
Yeah, it makes me really uncomfortable.
Well,
like, kind of going, we're celebrating a serial killer.
I know.
Yeah.
And, well, here's the other thing about that show. And this is just, this isn't that it'll kill your brain cells. This is just, like, annoying. Do you ever get annoyed with his narrating everything?
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't even match his face.
It's so annoying. Okay, Lindsay, I feel like...
like, his voice doesn't match who he... acts like, if that makes sense.
I totally get it. And Lindsay, I feel like you and I could have like a very long conversation about you, but we're not going to do that. Thank you for calling, Lindsay.
Thank you.
So, Bradley.
Also for not talking about you.
Right, like us. Right. So I know you don't watch the show You.
No.
But it's Penn Badgley is like the main character. And he narrates
this is the serial
the show.
Killer one?
Yeah. Yeah. And he narrates the show in such a way that is very intense. And his wife's name is Love. And so he'll say, Love, I always knew. And it's very intense. And like a couple minutes of it is fine. But then when you're an hour in, you're like, dude, just shut up and let me watch the show.
Yeah.
It gets to be a little bit. But I do still like the show. Let's go to Christine. Hi, Christine. Christine, what is that TV show you cannot watch because it will kill your brain cells?
Big Brother.
Oh.
So stupid. So stupid. All they do is whisper.
Well, they have to because other people will hear them.
Well, you hope because they're watching.
I had somebody live with me for a short while, and that's all she wanted to watch, and it was just really horrible.
Oh my gosh! Thank you, Christine.
Did you want to tell Christine that you're obsessed with?
Well, you know, I haven't watched it for a while, but I do like it when I don't know. I don't know what the secret sauce is. There are some seasons I get into more than others.
Yeah,
I will say the show that I miss that. I sort of fell out of love with, and I'm sad that I did, was... Do you remember when we were obsessed with The Amazing Race?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we used
and
to
Survivor.
Love that show.
I used to love Survivor. I used to love The Amazing Race.
I still think we should have tried to get on that show. We would have been terrible.
I don't know if we would have been terrible. I just think, my God, that would have been a hot mess.
Do I need to remind you about what happened when we did Project Down and Dirty?
Yeah, but you know, it's a different skill set.
That's true. We just
the
don't...
army is not the same as like globetrotting.
Project Down and Dirty boot camp. Bradley and I had to, everybody did. We had to complete a mission where we went through this like dark burning building. It was all safe to save a person, but the person was really a blow up doll. It's fine. And I don't even know. It was like a comedic.
I mean, we had to remember all this stuff and there was lights flashing and smoke going off and sirens and noises. And we were just
terrible.
Like, I can't.
It was
this
terrible.
Is too distracting.
So I just feel like a reality show where we have where we're trying to race people around the world.
It would have been fun in the trying.
Mm. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, it is Friday. And what does that mean, Bradley?
Cheat day.
We're going to have a little something to eat after this on My Talk 107.1. Happy Friday, everybody. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
I want to remind everybody that I've arranged it such that we are a wham-free zone. So if you're participating in Whamageddon, you do not need to duck every time we hit a bumper because it's not going to come up. I just wanted to tell you, I got your back. But it is Friday, which means it is time to cheat.
Dirty, rotten cheater.
Cheat day. Taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
What are we putting in our mouth today?
Okay, I'm obsessed with this. I'm so excited. I'm a little nervous that it's going to be cold, but it's fine. Do you remember back in the day when Burger King had those three international chicken sandwiches?
Yeah.
They had American, which is the one they still have. And then they had a French one that was like a chicken cordon bleu. And then they have the Italian one. Well, they brought back just the Italian one.
Oh.
For a limited time. And as you well know, that was my favorite one of the three.
For sure.
And so I'm very excited because I got that for us. We're splitting it three ways because that's a big chicken sandwich.
Yeah, like we'd need to split. I mean, what?
Well, I just, it's so close to lunchtime.
I mean, we're doing it because we each want to try one. But let's be real. Like, we're going to eat the whole thing.
Did you ever get this one when it was first? Did you?
I'm sure I did. I mean, I love the chicken sandwich. It's honestly my favorite fast food sandwich is the Burger King chicken sandwich, mm-hmm. the OG. Add cheese, get extra mayo.
That pickles, is a good
maybe
tip.
Extra pickles.
I have never done that. But this is, this is the Italian one. Brian, you might be a little young to remember when they did this.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, I was probably like in elementary school, to be honest. Like,
yeah. So it was like, I was in high school. I remember being in high school because I could actually drive myself to the Burger King to get myself the sandwich. So anyway, my husband had one a couple weeks ago and I was like, ooh, we got to get in on that. So it's a little tepid, a little bit cold. Can I go?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Can you explain what you're seeing?
Well, I will say, like most fast food, it doesn't look like the most appealing thing. I mean, it looks like a bun with some chicken on it. Mm-hmm. I am surprised, actually, because...
What?
So, there's the chicken, which I know what that tastes like. There mm-hmm. is some cheese that's white, which I'm assuming is mozzarella. Mm-hmm. And then I have a stained bun, which I think is the sauce.
Yeah, I don't think they squirt it very...
Well...
Evenly.
It looks like I might have cut my finger and wiped it on the bun.
Okay.
I kind of want more sauce. You're eating it. How does it taste?
I mean, listen, in my memory, it was really good. It's also cold. So let's start there, which is my own fault, kind of. It's timing is difficult.
Tastes like the original chicken sandwich. I will say, I don't know about you, Brian. I don't taste any...
Italian.
I don't taste anything other than the chicken sandwich. And I can, there is the texture of cheese. There is the texture of bun. Mm-hmm. But I don't taste anything other than the salty chicken patty, which is frankly my favorite part. What about you, Brian?
Did you get more sauce, Brian?
No, I didn't get too much sauce.
Okay.
But I mean, it was all right. It's kind of hard to explain. It's like a lower grade of like a chicken parm sandwich or something to describe it, but.
That's what I liked.
Yeah. I love chicken parm, but...
I'm going to be really honest with you guys. I'm really sad.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, sometimes things just make better memories.
I know. I feel like that about, like, you know, macaroni and cheese.
Oh, like the box kind, or...?
Yeah, like, when I was little, it tasted so good. And as an adult, it really doesn't.
I really love the chicken patty.
It's so good.
I'm just getting the regular cheese, extra mayo. Also, I'm surprised there's no, like, I mean, I guess because Italian, you wouldn't put lettuce on it, but it's kind of just
sad.
It needs something else.
Needs like a little
flavor. Oomph,
you know? Well, it needs flavor because I don't taste sauce and I don't taste cheese.
Yeah. Okay.
But I taste chicken.
And the chicken is good because it's like nice and peppery and mm-hmm. yummy. Okay. So let's rate this thing. We rate on a scale of five cobras, five being like the greatest thing, and I think we've given a five like twice ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
we've got high standards.
A few fives, but I take your point.
Yeah.
What would you give this? I mean, as the you had the highest expectations
right.
of the Italian Burger King chicken Sammy.
Okay.
What out of five cobras do you give it, Colleen Lindstrom?
I'm going to give it a two.
Okay. A two gives it Colleen.
What?
I did that reverse. Brian, what do you give it?
Yeah, two. I would definitely not get this.
I'm only going to give it a 2.5 because I just love that. Like, give me the chicken patty and I would have been in high heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chicken and lettuce.
I know. Yep. See, that's the thing is now I'm starting to think, what did I love so much about this?
Well, first of all, some sauce would have helped. That, you know, as advertised would help.
I will be honest. I got a lot of sauce and it's...
Okay, but you got a third of the sandwich.
I got the middle part.
Yeah,
that's
so
why.
If you're only putting sauce on a third of the sandwich, I would suggest maybe rethinking that strategy.
True.
Because that means two thirds of the sandwich aren't going to taste.
Do you know what it needs?
Much.
I'll tell you what it needs. It needs pepperoni or something. Like it needs like a layer of spicy something.
It needs flavor.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. I don't know.
You can come up with 50 different flavors, but at least one. Let's start there. Other than the chicken, if you're otherwise, just get the chicken, man, because that's what I would do.
Well, so that's what I'm saying is now I'm realizing, like, why did I not love the plain chicken best? Because it stands the test of time. I love that thing.
And I don't know. I don't presume to know for you why it's important, but I will say for me, the thing that was special about that is that it was special.
Right.
Because that was at a time, Brian, I know you were five, when there were four things you could choose at a fast food restaurant.
It was like burger,
so this was
big
like,
burger.
It was, you know, like now there's always a limited edition item. In the old days, like limited edition items were few and far between. So it was a really big deal.
And when they said it was going away, it went away.
Yeah.
And you didn't know when it was going to come back. So it was kind of a special thing. I will tell you guys, I almost added, and then I thought better of it because I know us. They have ghost pepper chicken nuggets.
No. Oof.
That's, I know. See, I just told you.
It's going to hurt going in and out.
So I was going to grab those because I was like, well, that looks interesting, right?
But then I also thought about it. And I was like, no. Thing. I mean, Brian, are you like a pepper dude? Like spicy dude? Like you want super hot things?
Like I love spicy stuff, but like at a tolerable level,
right?
Not like where I'm crying, I'm on the floor like rolling around.
Like here's a chip that's gonna burst into flames when you put it in your mouth.
But here's what I'm gonna guarantee you about. I haven't tried them. Okay, so know that I'm saying this having never tried them. They're gonna say ghost pepper to intimidate you to think they're gonna be something special, and you're gonna get them, and those ghost peppers,
they're
gonna be like dead body peppers. Like they're not anywhere near ghost. I'm just saying they're not scary. It's gonna be like not very spicy.
Point taken.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
After this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We do love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we have a name for those celebrities behaving badly, and that name is
D-bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-bag?
This is a mild D-bag, but I saw it and it got stuck in my craw.
All right.
And I wanted to bring it to the table.
Okay.
It's kind of Justin Theroux and kind of Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, kind of Justin Theroux, kind of Jennifer Aniston. All right, what's going on?
So, you know, the two of them broke up a while ago. Like, I think they divorced in like the I don't know, 2018-ish era.
Okay, sure.
I made that up. I don't know. Oh, yeah, well, it's 2018. But, like, every once in a while, the two of them will pop up together somewhere because, you know, they're still friends. Well, she's got this new skincare line. It's called Lola V.
Yeah.
And she's roped him in to help her promote it.
Oh.
So he's using his own social media.
Yeah.
And you know money's exchanging hands there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right? But it's like, and of course, everybody's going to want to pay attention to that because, look, they're not in a relationship anymore and he's totally scratching her back. And that's a headline. Anybody else can do it and it's not as big of a deal. But when her ex-husband,
I'm sure she called him up and said, hey, would you promote this? And he probably was like, yeah, sure.
Well, and
I bet
some
money.
I bet she did the same thing to Brad Pitt, but he said no. But like, I'm just saying the only thing that would get more headlines than Justin Theroux promoting her skincare line would be if Brad Pitt did it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he took
Brad
to his...
Brad Pitt doesn't need skincare.
Right. He does. That's true. He posted a picture of her perfecting leave-in conditioner, perfect repair style.
Sure. Okay. I don't even know what that means.
And it says, Lola V works. Thank you.
How much does that cost?
It's a great question. You know what? Let me look here. Listen, it's linked here in the Us Magazine article. The product retails for $29. And it helps to hydrate, fight frizz, and smooth the hair. Whatever. Okay.
You have no time.
I'm not have time for this. But like, good on ya. And I hope you are successful, Jennifer Aniston, in this side project.
Like, was there any doubt? I mean, she's going to sell this stuff like crazy, I'm sure.
Do you remember when
people
actors...
love her skin color?
That's true.
Her skin color, skin
her
care.
Skincare. Do you remember when actors would just act? Remember when they just were like, I'm an actor. I do movies and TV shows.
Yeah, but that's not the business anymore, man. I mean, ourselves included.
True. My skincare line, by the way. I don't have one.
Yeah. What do you use? Aveeno?
No, I was just saying, like, I was going to act like I had my own.
Yeah.
Right. I don't.
I am surprised that, like, she didn't label that an, or he didn't label that an ad. I would say that's probably not a good idea, but, you know.
Nobody asked us.
Nobody asked us, and I doubt somebody's going to go try to sue Justin Theroux and
right?
Jennifer Aniston for improperly labeling advertisements. Right. That's the kind of thing that would drive me nuts, because as somebody who, you know, actually has to label things an ad, and others, you know, mm-hmm. people who do endorsements have to do that, like, why don't they have to do that?
Because mm-hmm. they're...
Because they fancy.
Because they fancy. Yeah. And they're real celebrities, and we're just over here, you know... talking about
trying
them.
To get ours, okay?
Thank you. Turning down our $30 million commercial shoots.
I have so
George Clooney.
Many endorsements with thousands of millions of dollars. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, who's your D-bag, Bradley?
My D-bag is, I originally was going to say Kim, but the more I think about it, it's not really Kim, because Kim is just always going to Kim. That is Kardashian.
Kim B. Kimmon.
Hollywood Life.
By Bonnie Fuller.
And Hollywood Life by Bonnie Fuller is my D-bag today for one very specific headline. Mm. Kim Kardashian wants to glam up Pete Davidson for a night to show him, or to show the world how hot he really is. Okay, so translation, Pete Davidson's a dog, but Kim Kardashian gonna make him look halfway decent. Okay.
Also, if you have to change something to show the world how hot a person is, then they're not hot. Do you see what I mean? I'm not saying he's an ugly troll. What I'm saying is, if she needs to glam him up to show the world how great he looks when he's glammed up, then that doesn't mean he's not hot then, because he's just walking around.
Well, yeah, I mean, I honestly think that, like, that doesn't make it sound, you know, like also Pete Davidson needs you to show the world how right. he is. I feel like Pete Davidson is pretty hot right now.
Oh, he's done fine for himself.
And, you know, some people might not find him physically attractive, but I mean, every different strokes for different folks. What this article in particular is trying to do, and the reason that they are my D-bag today, is there is a source allegedly close to the pair speaking directly to Hollywood Life, and they were exclusively told that Kim Kardashian wants to give Pete a change-up just for one night. Cinderella, essentially. They're going to Cinderella up Pete just to show off how fabulous he can look with just a tiny bit of a glam-up. So the source said that Kim is totally into Pete's regular looks. Mm-hmm. Okay, what?
But when he's just walking around not looking like much, she loves it.
Like, she likes that he's a troll, but right. she wants to have some fun and play dress up. Quote, Kim is suggesting, literally, these are the words. Quote, Kim is suggesting they play dress up because she really wants to show the world how hot he is. She doesn't want to change him or his appearance. She just wants to glam him up for a night on the town or to... show to a show or something in the near future.
What?
Like, also, that would look so absurd if, like, Pete, I'm trying to imagine now what that would look like. Like, Pete Davidson as what? Like, with Spanx and
like, a tuxedo and
like a smoky eye.
Well, I was honestly thinking, like, she'll have to do a makeup job on him, right? Because what else can you change on? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just put on a different outfit. The person's still the person. Is he going to get a haircut? What's happening?
Well, I just love also that Pete would be like, okay, well, so do you want to make me look good?
Okay, but...
I know you're fine with me looking like a troll most days, but yeah, just make me look good for once.
You know what this would be? It would be a full episode arc of their new reality show. It would be the one that would be like, She's All That. where he has to, she has to make him over in order to take him out on the town.
Which, if it were People Magazine with this exclusive, I would think, okay, well, I would just like you to tune in to the next season of the Kim Kardashian special, whatever we're calling that show these days, because this will be a story arc. Mm-hmm. But it's Hollywood Life. There is nobody talking to Hollywood Life about Kim Kardashian dressing up Pete Davidson for
a day. Right. This was somebody's...
This is Hollywood Life creating fiction out of whole cloth.
Why can't we do that?
I mean, we could.
We're just better than that.
I mean, we are?
No, we just like to critique how other people do it.
No, I'm totally fine taking James Vituska and James Crowley to task.
Why do they always have to double up, too? Why do they always need teams to write these tabloid stories?
I have no clue.
That's my other question.
Also, if you remember correctly, like now I'm looking at photos, there's a picture of him from the Met Gala and he was wearing fashion.
Oh, yeah. So, he looked great.
I wouldn't wear that outfit, but yeah, I mean, he looks like he's dressed up.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is he looked great, meaning he wasn't just wearing jeans and a t-shirt like he normally does, right? Like he looked like he put the effort in. So it's like he can do that. He doesn't need Kim to do that. And he's a grown ass man. If he wants to, you know, judge his look a little bit, he can do that himself.
Yeah. Also, stop lying, Hollywood Life. You didn't get no story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, that's the real deal right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to take another little trip to Publationship Corner.
Oh, they just won't stop.
They really won't stop. This one is kind of, I don't know, maybe a little bit of a zombie publationship because the people in the publationship are still using the publationship, even though the publationship is over, to promote themselves in the publationship. We're going to talk about Shamila when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Oh, the song that began it all right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And, when I say that's the song that started it all, I mean the publationship that we know as Shamila.
Shamazel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. No, Shamila, of course, is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Now, that relationship is over because we found out that they went their separate ways, I think, last week. And while they fell out of love, they're still more in love than they've ever been. I mean, it really made no sense, honestly, you guys. Sean, though, I just want you to know, early reports indicate that he is broken up over the end of this relationship. Uh-oh. Not because of Camila, though.
What? I don't understand. I mean,
they were in a fake relationship.
Right.
It was because of the dog.
Okay.
So I don't know if you remember this, but they got a dog in the pandemic, like a lot of Americans did. And apparently Shawn Mendes is really upset over the fact that he's lost custody of the dog. So this custody battle has not bubbled out into the public until now. So now we may know what really drew these people apart. No, I don't think we are any closer to understanding what is actually going on. But I will tell you, they're trying to make news out of the fact that they got a dog. And you'll remember he was living with her and her parents
in Miami.
In Miami during the pandemic, they got a dog.
Zombie walks,
and now they're like living their own separate lives, you know, as they always have.
Right.
And the dog lived with her and her family, so the dog's still there.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably prearranged.
Yeah.
Right. Like they didn't. They had a contract.
But
they didn't just get a dog and not have a plan for the dog.
But Hollywood Life has exclusively learned that. It's the loss of his beloved dog, Tarzan, in the process. That's really, you know, just a hard thing for Sean right now. He's trying to move on with his life and he's getting ready to drop a single and go on tour, which by the way he did. And we'll get to that in a moment. Single.
Not a double.
Although he is in a good place in his head over the breakup with Camila. But there's just one thing that he's not OK with, that he's being separated from his dog.
Okay, just to be fair, I know that there are people in the audience who are like, no, you guys, you're being so insensitive. That's really hard. I get it. In a real relationship, in a real breakup, when you really bought a dog together and you really loved that dog and you thought you were going to stay together with the dog, that would be sad.
Yeah, but this isn't real.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, no, again, also, he's not broken up at the end of the at the end of the relationship. He's broken up over the dog.
Right.
which tells you
that the relationship
that there was no relationship.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank
anyway,
you.
Also, oh, look at this. Shawn Mendes. This I just love Vulture. The stream, you can now stream Shawn Mendes' amicable breakup anthem. It'll be okay.
Amicable breakup anthem.
So, like, if you two are still in love with the person you're no longer dating,
and they're and
there's
the dog.
A song for that. So he released his first post. Vulture calls it. They call them Shamila. We would call them, of course,
Shamila.
Shamila, because. I don't think it deserves the W.
No.
Post Shamila era track, It'll Be Okay. The song is available on all the big streamers just in time to maybe make it onto your 2022 Wrapped from Spotify. A good ad placement. The lyrics present a conscious uncoupling style breakup where one of the two parties just, you know, wasn't really all that excited about doing stuff anymore. Should we listen to
yeah,
a little
let's
bit
do
of it?
It?
All right. Okay. So thanks for that. If you want to leave, I'll be like, okay, go. And it'll be okay.
I imagine.
It's like the most non, like, you know, I mean, these kinds of songs, breakup songs, I would think are supposed to be irrational and emotional.
Right.
But like, this is very, you know, goop, conscious uncoupling. Uncoupling.
Uncoupling.
Uncoupling. This,
you know, all I can imagine when I hear that is a teenager who, like, and I mean, like, just got out of their first relationship and it felt very grown up to them. And they are shoving bonbons in their face. I don't even know what that means. But they're, like, eating ice cream in the, on the floor of their bedroom, crying cross-legged, listening to that. But any actual adult who
I don't even think kids. No, because, again, he's saying, if you want to leave, I'll tell you, okay, and it'll be fine. No, when you're irrational, you go, and you're immature, you go, I hate you, and I hope you die, and things happen to you forever.
So
and then
terrible.
You grow up, and you go, like, wow, I was really emotional and irrational.
That was a lot.
But that's not even what this is. It's amicable. Who wants to sing an amicable breakup song?
Oh, yeah. Listen, Adele and Taylor Swift did not make their millions singing about amicable breakups.
No.
Okay.
No, but of course, that's what Shawn Mendes has to do. Now, also, I would just like to point this out. When did we learn of their breakup, please?
Like, what? 3-4 weeks ago?
I think it was last week.
Really? Gosh, time passes fast.
Shawn Mendes, Camila.
Yeah, it might have been. No, it was Cabello. Like 3 weeks ago because I was gone when it happened and I didn't get to talk about it. It was right before Thanksgiving.
Regardless,
it was the week before.
So it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Right is my point.
Yeah, and now he's got a whole single out.
And literally, when did he announce a breakup song?
I don't know.
This Vulture article comes from December 1st, which is Wednesday.
Okay.
So you want me to believe that within the span of about a week, Shawn Mendes was able to run into the studio and record a breakup song? No. And like, so the timing doesn't work, but you now see, dear audience, because I can hear the people out there like, well, you don't know when they broke up and you don't know when the. My point exactly. But what you were treated to in the real world was stories about their breakup just on the eve of a song that will now purport to explain in lyrical detail how they broke up and the fact that they did. Right. So you see how this works, which lends credibility to the idea that this was all perhaps for publicity in the first place.
Well, and listen, I ask this question all the time. Whenever a publationship begins and we're first being acquainted to the publationship, my thought is always, how are they going to end this? And we talked about this with Shamila.
Yeah.
We talked about the fact that they came into it, like, the storyline was that they were friends and then they decided to like lick each other's faces and then they were making out at restaurants.
They broke up. I'm sorry. I just looked at the timing because I'm like, I feel like also Thanksgiving was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like literally, you want me to believe that within the span of 2 weeks.
Over a holiday.
That they broke up.
He wrote a song
about it over a holiday.
Had turkey with his family.
Turkey.
And then the next day was in the studio.
And
then they mastered
team.
It. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. I think this makes it so, it's so obvious.
It's so obvious.
That like this was always the arc that they were going to have because we called it early. We said they're just going to fade off into the night. Like, they're going to do like a slow roll breakup thing. It's going to be like all of a sudden, it won't be a big deal. Nobody's going to pin it on the other one. There's not, nobody cheated on anybody. They just have fallen out of love. And that's exactly what happened. And then I bet he had this dumb, amicable breakup anthem written in like.
So who writes an amicable breakup? Whatever.
Shawn Mendes, because he's got to keep. He's also working the zombie publicationship.
How old are you?
I'm 44. Why?
I'm 46.
Oh, okay.
We are really animated about these two.
I know. It's really sad. It's really sad.
Why are we so animated about
because
them?
We don't like to be manipulated.
That's
and because
true.
We
That's
knew
true.
It. And also we like to be right.
Well,
can I just
think
be honest?
Actually, now you're on to something.
Yeah,
we just
like to be right.
Right.
And we want to tell you that we
so were
gonna right.
We're going to shove it down your throat on a Friday afternoon.
I am looking forward to the next song he's going to be releasing called I Miss Fido, which is about how much he loves his dog. Oh, sorry. I miss Tarzan.
Yeah.
I didn't know the name of the
I animal. Also encourage you to go listen to do you want me to give you a surprise now or later?
Now?
Okay. We are going to have special guests join us next week.
Are we really?
Who? It's not Shawn Mendes.
No, but is it who I think it is?
Yes.
Is it?
Well, I don't know who you think now.
I think it's those podcast people.
Yeah, Blinded, Beyond the Blinds. The two hosts of Beyond the Blinds.
I'm so excited.
Are going to join us next week. Date to be confirmed.
Oh, yes!
And the reason I mention them is because, well, first of all, they were mentioned to us. They are like literally on the same page as we are when it comes to Sean and Camilla and many other celebrities, or at least they're in the same neighborhood of publicationship world that we live in.
And if you think we go deep in the shallow, sometimes, not always, but sometimes these two go even deeper in the shallow. Like I listened to their podcast about who we call Chonas.
Priyanka Chopra, Nick Jonas.
And they went down some avenues that were even new to me. And I was like, wow, I didn't have this map. But thank you for bringing me to this speakeasy. I'll hang out here for a while.
Yeah, and they're all connected. So Shawn Mendes, Nick Jonas.
I love this.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Anyway,
so
we'll talk
excited.
To them probably Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
I love that you thought that I thought that we were going to have Shamila on. No, I wouldn't know what to do with that.
Like, hey, we're going to call them out on all their lives. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Which, by the way, FYI.
If we had them on the air, we'd be like, hey, we love you guys.
Exactly.
We're your biggest fans.
It's good to know your own self, and that is exactly how we would behave.
Yeah.
If we had...
we're not mean, and we're not rude.
No.
And so we would find it very difficult to look into Shawn Mendes' beautiful eyes and say...
You're lying to us. No, instead we would totally perpetuate whatever he was trying to push. And then when he left the room, we'd be like, can you believe he tried to sell us that BS?
We're so cheap and easy that we just laid over and took it from Shawn Mendes.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, is there anything you really want for the holidays? 651-641-1071. What's on your list? Give us a call. We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 107.1.